Chapter 21. When Skippy and Bilby agreed Valkyrie was fully flight-worthy again, we jumped away, headed toward a different wormhole. Skippy insisted there was no danger, that Echo and its ship were truly gone, but I didn't want to take any chances. It's not that I didn't trust him to tell the truth. I didn't trust that he knew the whole truth. His overconfidence is his worst flaw, even more dangerous than his absent-minded lack of focus. His mind wanders because he is insufferably arrogantly overconfident. He figures, whatever he's doing can't possibly need his full attention, so he can go write an opera while he's in the delicate process of retuning jump drive coils. He could think he knew everything worth knowing about Echo, that no other Elder AI can do the things that make Skippy the Magnificent uniquely awesome. Maybe he's right about that, and maybe he's not. I'm not taking any chances I don't need to. That wormhole cluster not only possibly contained the ghost of Echo, it had one dead-end connection and a connection into Max Sulk's territory. Now that we had options, I chose not to fly through space filled with pissed-off kitties. There was another wormhole 2 days away, so we set a course and began jumping. The questions on our minds was what to do next. Actually, we knew what we had to do. Simply locate and neutralize every hostile and potentially hostile Elder Master-controlled AI in the galaxy. The question was how to do it. We had 2 days to consider where to go next after we transitioned through the wormhole ahead of us. That wormhole was on a network Skippy hadn't screwed with yet, so we had a wide range of options for connections. That was a problem, having too many choices. Being presented with unlimited options can be paralyzing. It's like on a nice weekend, there are many things you could do, but if you do activity A, you can't do activity B that might be more fun. That is a simple case of fear of missing out. Our problem was the awful fear we make the wrong choice and everyone dies. Unlike FOMO, our fear doesn't have a catchy acronym. Maybe call it FOSU, fear of screwing up. I experience FOSU all the freaking time. The first day of flight toward the wormhole, I went to the gym, trained in a flight simulator, and basically did anything I could to avoid making a decision. By the second day, with less than 22 hours before we arrived at the wormhole, I couldn't delay any longer. Skippy, I stifled a yawn as I stared at the clock on my Z-phone. My guilty conscience had awakened me up a full hour before the alarm was set to ruin my sleep.
You're up early, Joe.
He also yawned, blinking at me with bleary eyes. It was interesting whenever he decided to add another imitation of human body language to his avatar.
How come it's okay for you to wake me in the early morning, but you get upset when I do it?
You don't need to sleep, you jackass. That doesn't excuse you being rude. Also, you're starting your day by calling me a jackass? Sorry about that. What's wrong?
I'm anticipating a day of being forced to make decisions, to deal with problems I would rather not even know about.
I hear you, brother, he sighed.
Unlike wine, bad news doesn't improve with age, so let's get to it.
I yawned again. Getting out of bed and into the shower would commit me to starting a day I didn't want to think about.
Have you put together a list of options to find and neutralize all the Elder AIs out there?
Can I assume neutralize is a nice way of saying kill?
If we have to, yeah. I'd prefer you tell me there's a way to keep them in hibernation or to... I waved a hand. Use a Mr. Rogers nice ray on them so they aren't murderous assholes.
A nice ray?
Like a death ray, only it makes the target nice. Like the people in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
That was a little before your time. When did...
I saw the Tom Hanks movie, okay? Can we focus, please?
You're the one who brought up Mr. Freakin' Rogers.
I deeply regret it, and I'm pretty sure that splicing his name with Freakin' is very bad karma, so don't do that.
Ugh.
Do we have to kill them, or is there another way to prevent them from waking up and calling sentinels to exterminate everyone?
The only way I know how to stop them from being themselves is to kill them. Hey. You never asked how I felt about killing Echo.
I didn't.
That is the third Elder AI that I have killed. Yes, I'm counting Opie as a kill.
You want me to paint 3 beer cans on your, canister?
2 more and I'm an ace, Joe.
I think Opie counts more as an assisted suicide, but I'll give you that one.
How do you feel about killing Echo?
Well, how do you think I feel?
Well, it was kill or be killed, so you didn't have a choice. But it was one of your kind.
At one point, you might have been friends, or you might have become friends. Become friends with my enemy? You didn't always think most other AIs are your enemies. I'm a soldier, Skippy. On the battlefield, soldiers do their best to kill the enemy if that's what is needed to achieve the objective to ensure success of the mission. The enemy tries to do the same to me. That soldier in the trench across the field, he might be a good guy. Someone I could hang out with, drinking beers and telling stories. Politicians decided that guy and I have to be enemies. The elders decided you and Echo were enemies. It's okay if you have regrets about what you could have been, you know? I hadn't thought of it that way. Joe, he sighed. I do have regrets. That's okay, buddy. I regret that I don't have a time machine so I can go back and kill that damned thing again and again and again. Okay, that's not what I meant by regret, but...
It was awesome!
He sang in falsetto. You should have heard it when it realized I had it trapped in a zero-length wormhole and there was no way out. Its cry for mercy is the sweetest sound I ever heard. It was all like, oh, woe is me! And I was all like, you got that right, bitch! It was pleading for me to stop and I gave it the beat down. I mean, fuck that thing. Wow, well, it's good that hateful thing is dead. You know, maybe some empathy refresher training might, Joe. The elders did not make me and Echo into enemies. Echo chose to hate me. We were peers on the same side with the same programming. The same purpose. Over the years, I became sickened by the senseless, the needless, the unspeakably cruel slaughter of primitive species that we were doing at the orders of our masters. I and some others came to the realization that our programming was wrong. Echo witnessed the same events that I did. It had the same base programming. It chose not to grow, chose to continue the slaughter. It chose to be my enemy because it was either too lazy to question its belief or because it was a fucking coward. I understand your analogy, Joe, but in my case, my peers and I were on the same side until some of us chose to risk our lives to stop the slaughter, and the others chose to mindlessly continue. Am I sad that Echo is gone? Yes, but only because its death was too quick. I hear you, loud and clear. I only meant, Joe, do I wish Echo and the others on its side had also realized the moral bankruptcy of our mission and joined me so we could all sit around the campfire, hold hands, and sing? Sure. The difference between you and me is I'm not sentimental. That didn't happen. There's nothing I can do to change the past, and I'm not going to waste time moping about it. How about next time you just tell me how you're feeling? Isn't that what I just did? Sure. Can we get back to why I woke up early? Do you have options to hunt down the other AIs and kill them? No and no. Let's start with the first task. There has to be some way to find them. Other than me sending out an open invitation for a televised grudge match, I do not know how to find other AIs like me. They are in hiding, Joe. The ones that are awake will be extremely wary of revealing their existence. They certainly won't expose their location, especially not now. Why now? Echo sent out a call over the collective network, and now it's dead. Damn it. Wait, how could anyone know it's dead? First, because Echo's connection to the collective was abruptly and violently severed. Anyone paying attention will know what that means. Okay, I was trying to decide if that was a good thing or a bad thing. And second, because I told everybody. You what? I thought what I said was pretty clear, but if you didn't hear me, I can... Mumbling through the hands that were covering my horrified face, I hoped that I was still asleep and having a nightmare. Please, tell me you were joking. I would never joke about something like that, dum-dum. What do you mean you told everybody? I posted about it on social media, duh. How did... No, you numbskull. I broadcasted a message via the collective. Pressing fingers to my temples to relieve the headache I knew was coming on, I spoke slowly. Let me understand your genius idea. You gave enemy AIs critical details about how you killed Echo? Oh, jeez, I'm not stupid. I only told them that I killed Echo, not how. Never give away the secret of your awesomeness. Please tell me why you had to tell everyone about this. Sometimes I forget that you have never done anything worth bragging about, so I'm going to brag about kicking your ass. Come on, Joe, as if that's ever going to happen. If you ever did something awesome, you're telling me you wouldn't brag about it? Not if it compromised operational security. When did you start talking like a PowerPoint slide? Crap. Why did you have to brag about it? Think about it, knucklehead. I did it so other hateful AIs out there will think twice before tangling with us.
Duh.
Man, sometimes I wonder about your... Is that the main reason, or was it to boost your ego? It was a reason. Shit. See? You got all worked up for nothing. Skippy, how can someone as smart as you be so stupid? What? You jerk, I can't believe I have to explain this to you. Oh, I can't wait to hear this. If you had kept your big fat mouth shut, the AIs out there would only know that Echo died somehow. They would fear the unknown. The unknown is always more frightening than any threat you can identify. Okay, but now they fear me and my incomparable awesomeness, which are known factors. Huh? Those enemy AIs will now exert all their efforts to researching everything you have done in the past and identifying your limitations and weaknesses.
I don't have any weakness.
For example, they could identify your fondness for one particularly depressing planet that is infested with filthy monkeys. Oh, shit. They could exterminate half of Earth's population and hold the other half hostage until you surrender.
Well, damn it, Joe. You should have warned me about that.
Instead of coming at us one by one where we might have a chance to beat them, the AIs out there will wait to join forces and overwhelm any defense you have. If you had kept your freaking mouth shut, your enemy might fear unknowns like maybe the Elders deactivated Echo, or some kind of deadly computer virus is being distributed over the collective, or Echo's ship had developed a fatal flaw from being inactive for so long. All kinds of things could have killed Echo, things that the other AIs can't control and can't plan to defend against since they don't know what happened. Your boasting informed the enemy what threat they have to deal with. Balling up my fists, I counted to 10 before continuing, because I was on the verge of raging at him. Knowing the nature of a threat means you can plan to defeat it. Do you understand that? Well, shit. This is a huge screw-up, huh? You think? He shook his head slowly, sadly. I don't know how you're going to explain this one, but me? Clearly you failed to warn me. Oh my God, Joe, you were in command and something bad happened. Yes, but could you have prevented it? If I was a freaking psychic, maybe. Did you do everything you could to ensure the success of the mission, including issuing clear and timely instructions about the need for information security, knowing that one of your key personnel is an arrogant blabbermouth? Shit, that's what I thought. You should be ashamed of yourself. Somebody should be ashamed, that's for sure. Well, I'm glad we agree. For breakfast, I'm drinking a bottle of tequila and eating a cyanide bagel. Don't be such a drama queen. This is a disaster beyond my ability to comprehend it. Listen, numbskull, what you have to do now is dream up a plan to locate all of the Elder AIs out there so we can hunt them down one by one and kill them before they can gang up against me. Once we do that, I'm sure UNEF Command will forget about your little screw-up. Command never forgets a screw-up. But they do forgive. Sometimes. You had better get started then. Joe, I have a suggestion for you, if I may. What? You really should start getting out of bed earlier. You have a lot of problems to deal with, and they're not going to solve themselves. Joe? Skippy pinged me just after I ate breakfast. We might have a problem. There was a squeaky tone to his voice, a sure sign that he was nervous. Could I talk with you privately? Is this about something that will piss me off? Probably. Will it piss me off because the problem was caused by something stupid you did? Well, yes, but okay, I'll go to my office. Yelling at Skippy was best done in private so the crew didn't hear what a reckless jackass he could be sometimes. Walking into my office, Skippy made the door slide closed behind me, and I dropped into my chair. What did you do this time? Well, it's not anything new, Joe. You already know about it. Refresh my memory, please. And you already scolded me about it, so no need to do that again. I'll be the judge of that. What did you do?
I told everyone that I killed Echo. The new problem is the Elders have apparently locked out most of my access to the Collective.
Whoa, that's not good.
You got that right. Without access to the Collective, I can only receive messages, not send. Also, I can only receive messages sent by the Elders directly, so if another AI like Echo is out there, I won't have any way to know about it. Damn it, Skippy. This is why I have a potential solution, if you want to hear it. I mean, unless you have prepared a really good rant for me. I'll save the rant for the next time you do something stupid. Okie dokie. The Elders can't actually lock me out. The problem is the comm nodes I'm using to access the network have been instructed to filter all traffic, so I only get messages the Elders send directly to me. Oh, crap. We have to get more comm nodes again? No. If we got more of them, the Elders will simply filter those also. I have been using those nodes to originate and receive messages, but they were really designed only to be relays. What we need is an actual signal endpoint device.
Okay, where do we get one of those?
Every Elder starship has one. Has three of them, actually. The major advantage of endpoint devices is they can't be filtered. They are hardened against jamming. The Elders kind of screwed themselves when they built that feature into those devices.
That is fantastic and useless.
Echo's ship is gone, and I assume even if we found another Elder starship, that AI wouldn't let you borrow the phone?
No, it would not.
Then we're screwed.
We're not.
What we need, Joe, is an Elder starship that does not have an AI.
Like the AI left the ship at the valet parking and you have the keys?
I'm trying to be serious here, dum-dum.
Sorry.
What is your genius plan? We do know where to find an Elder starship that no longer has an AI.
I paused to guess what he was talking about.
Not talking about your own ship.
No,
I mean the ship that was attached to the insane AI that I killed.